Today, we're holding on Parak Hay. Say, we should raise Halasha Parak Hay. Fine. Let's see Parak Hay.
That's
fifth chapter. In this chapter, we're going to explain the punishment of someone who speaks Lashon Hara. And how great Kama Gadol Anshei Shel Ba'al Lashon Hara, right? Page Chav Dalet in this print. How great is the punishment of someone who speaks Lashon Hara? He brings on himself a nega, taras. He brings on himself blemishes of taras. Through his speech, he brings on himself taras. Imagine he gets a sickness, a skin disease. Through speaking, something amazing happens. You speak, and you get a disease, a skin disease. You didn't sit in the sun too much. Just from speaking, Lashon Hara, this causes the direct cause to get a skin disease. And that's why this all comes to this mitzvah buchlat, because a definite mitzvah that we're going to say has to sit out of all three camps. Right? When the Jewish people are crowded, right? Machna Shechina, Machna Leviyah, Machna Yisrael, he said out of all the camps. But because of like it says in Gemara Eirich like the Tav Tezvah, from a Safer Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Negayim Baralav, he gets Negayim. Shenera, like the Pasuk says, Meloshni, someone who says like Lashon Hara, who snitches Baseister in a private Re'ehu against his friend, I say Atmis, this person, I will give him a Nega. What does Rashi say? Pirish. Atmis, whom we Lashon Hachlatas Hanega. What Shalav Shem Megamar. Amarish Lakish. Zois Tia Teres Hamitar. This should be the Torah Mitar, which means the Gemara we Darshan over here, Teres Hamitzi Shemar. So one who speaks Lashon Shemar Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, this is why you get Taras. So what's so bad about that? Where A and C, Ad Heichon Hachmira Tar B'tumas V'tar, how far Mitzar? So besides the fact that he has a skin disease, but it's not just a skin disease, it's also a Tumah. It says, how strict is this Tumah? It's the strictest Tumah we have. So Chomer is Chomer, Yoyis Tumah Tumah Zav. It's worse than a Zav. U'bal Kari V'tamim Meis. It's worse than a tamei mace. A mitzvah is worse than a tamei mace. So someone speaks Lashon Hara, and worse tum on them than a tamei mace. She'ein a ro'i lovay, af lo machne Yisrael. He's not even fit to come even to machne Yisrael. Right? K'mon shekasta, nemar. It says, badav alone yeshiv he should sit, mi'chutz la machne, mi'shavay, outside the machne. Usually, you can't go to machne shechina. Your balkari is up, see? Right? The street master, stay in the middle machne, you're not so bad. Right? But if a person mama speaks Lashon Hara, they get all three machnas, they get chucked out of all three machnas. Even machna Yisrael, they have to sit there alone, solitary confinement.
We don't have it today.
We don't think so. We're not zeichet to have it today.
The punishment do we get today?
So the Chavetz Chaim says somewhere that even though you don't see the taras, the neshama has taras. We're not zeichet to see that inside nowadays. It used to be they saw. We're not aware that the Chavetz Chaim talks about it in a different place.
Say,
why? What?
Mold growing in your
hands. Mold growing in your hands.
Taras
on your walls. You better say if you have walls growing on your mold growing on your walls, it's your house getting taras. But the
about Kerry is somebody who had marital relationships or somebody who had a night emission. Or is it the same thing?
It's different. The Tumah is different.
It's not about caring. Like about those people who were not allowed in the Machane and had to wait out the Mikvah and out the Erev. Which one was that referring to?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I don't know.
It's
a good question.
Because I wanted to know, because
does
every person who had a... Is that every person who had a relationship?
No, I'm
100%
sure.
Didn't we cover that under Hagiga?
Well, he says carries. Right.
No, so what carries? Your answer carries. What did you say?
Fine. That's also different. But he's asking something else. So carries that was a little different. Also, fine. So we're saying, the Gemara says, why is this Manishtana? See, it's coming, what's it called? We bring the Gemara in Erecha. The Gemara in Erecha says, Manishtana. Manishtana what? Says, Manishtana, why is... This is what you come to say. Manishtana, why is a Metzorah different than a Balkari? A Balkari and a Tommy Mace, they could stay in Machna Levia. And this person gets sent out of all three Machnas. Okay, the Manishtana, you ever do this Manishtana? Manishtana, why is a Metzorah different than a Tommy Mace? A Tommy Mace...
Paraduma.
But why is he not different? Nice. But why is he through that? It's true, Tommy Mace needs Paraduma, but you're right, that is one difference. Maybe there's four answers. Maybe... You're saying, why is it different in the fact that we send them out of all the machnas? Why do we send them out of all the machnas? That's the body issue. So we see the Gemara is like this. It's Mita Keneged Mita. Who Bahivdo Ben Ishlish? So he made a fight. He separated, let's say, a man and his wife. Or Ben Ishlish between a man and his friend by speaking Lashon Hara. So the Torah said, you know, you also should be separated from all people. You like speaking Lashon Hara, separating people. So you should also get separated from people. Father Yemisha alone, he should be sitting. You have to sit alone outside the machane.
The essence of the Lashon Hara is it separation?
That's what it causes. It's causing a rift. And your Lashon Hara, what's your Lashon Hara doing? It's causing a rift between two people. Usually it's causing a rift between people. When you say Lashon Hara about somebody, you're making me not like this person. You tell me this person does this and that. If he does it against me or does it in general, you're saying something negative about this person. It makes me want to disconnect from him. So, for Amr Shmuley, Manishtana, oh, he's saying again, Manishtana, Mitzvah, so Amr Mitzvah, Yavish states for him. Another, the second Manishtana is like this. The first Manishtana is Manishtana, Mitzvah, he gets out of three, sent out of all three Machnas. What's the next Manishtana? The second Manishtana is, why is the Mitzvah different? The Torah said he brings two birds for a carbon. Usually, he brings Paraduma, one bird. Why are you bringing two birds? Why didn't they bring two birds to become pure? So Amr Kadosh Baruch, who is the Matzapatit? He likes to talk a lot. Yavi Karma, he should bring two birds that chirp a lot and talk a lot. Mida Kadei and Mida, because you're a talker, this is what you do, you like to chirp a lot, you should bring also things that also chirp a lot. So we see, first of all, we see how bad it is, because it has, the Chazan says, it's the only Aver in the Torah that has its own corrective illness. Specifically,
what corrective?
Corrective illness.
Illness?
That if you, a person, or issue, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, they get harassed. It's very simple. Usually if they say, well, I have to do tshuva, what was the Aveira I did, what this happened to me, then it's very simple. If a person gets harassed, they know they spoke Lashon Hara. Because the Chofetz Chaim says, why is it like that? If every time you do a certain Aveira, you would see clearly what it comes for, then the Chofetz Chaim said, there'll be no more Bechira, there'll be no more free choice. Because everything will just match up. Now you do this, that happens. You'll know, you'll do tshuva, you'll be scared to do anything. But since Lashon Hara is so strict, and so damaging, and Hashem gave his own punishment, direct punishment that you get automatically. And the Sfarim say, the Chavsam also said that even though we don't see our Mitzaras, if someone speaks Lashon Hara, their Neshama has Tzaras. Which means they're also like excommunicated from Hashem for that tefillah is being answered. They're also kicked out of the Kedusha. They don't get led into the Kedusha.
But if we don't see and don't feel like the other punishments, we get our more powerful
feeling. It's true. It can be also these angels, we get other punishments. We should just know that the what's called does have teras. The neshama does have teras. I'm sure we also get punishment even in this world. But if it's so bad, we don't get teras. I'm sure we get other issues also. I'm sure we have sore throat. People say that you get kankasaurus from speaking Lashon Hara. That's what we kids they say. That's how you get kankasaurus. People say kankasaurus come from speaking Lashon Hara.
Kankasaurus.
They come from speaking Lashon Hara. That's what people say. Is it always true? I don't know, but...
They'll say they come from Night
and Shade. Right. I know Fred has different gears than where it comes from, but...
Dr. Fred?
It comes from the bacteria.
There are some cankerosaurs that come from bacteria, some come from a virus, which is a virus.
A virus, and okay, bacteria also is from a virus. Oh,
that one is...
So even
very
the,
good.
Even, they also say it comes from a virus. But even the bacteria also comes from... Bacteria also, we speak Lashon Hara, makes bacteria in the mouth. So both shitas, Elo ve'elu, Tevri Lekiv Chaim, Lafidus, both man the Amram, it's good. But well, both man the Amram come from that. Fine. Now, one second, we're going to start the Gemara in a second, just trying to do all our religious things over here. Fine. Yod, instead of here in Emes ve'emuna, Yod, in Lekutei Ezeh, instead of here, a person has to be very careful. Taro chlishman ba'edus ve'emuna. Chana, you got it? Page Hey. Some of the guys I follow inside.
Right here.
Fine. You page 5.
Page 5.
Okay.
Sorry, Yud.
Different gear stuff.
No, I have the same one as you.
Same one as me?
I have the same one.
Yud.
A person has to be very careful to protect the emuna. The emuna shouldn't get ruined. Through the damaging of emuna, then a person gets messed up. They can't get muster anymore for people who want to give them muster. Then the peace gets messed up. Then that's a gerish, it becomes expulsions. It expels from your exiles. Umachloikis, chas v'shalom. Ubam l'kfiris, people come to deny Hashem, but desire. L'emuna kadi the bad emuna. So if we don't protect the emuna, the good emuna, we got a lot of bad emunas coming. Ki emuna hi ikar chaisam ha'elyon l'kdusha. Emuna is the seal over the kedusha. Person want to have kedusha, Jew has kedusha. The seal that like closes with you, that's like the corkscrew, sealed closed, what keeps everything in there is the emuna. Shetzrichim l'sharim v'odim to be very careful. Shaydei zeh, because through this nishmar kol kedusha, all the kedusha is protected. Yud alef. E efshar liskas la'emuna. It's not possible to merit emuna shleima. Ki im only shaydei sheba'im l'sadiki hadar ha'amitim, through coming to the real tzaddiki of the generation. It's impossible to come to real emuna. Emuna shleima, complete emuna, without coming close to the tzaddikim. Ki kol ikar emunas Yisrael, because all the main emuna from the Jews, mamshichim him la'adar, they draw and they bring it to the generation. Ki heim klaus ha'kedusha, because tzaddikim are the general kedusha, and they're the ones who bring the emuna. So if you're not going to be close to the tzaddikim, it's impossible to come to emuna shleima. Fine. Baruch Hashem. That's the Chavetz Chaim. It's good we're here. It's good we're here. It's good we're here. Fine, let's see the Gemara.
22B.
22B, Chak based on a base. 22B.
Okay.
I don't know what number. 22B4. No joke.
He's working on the last hour and a half. Make sure it's on the right
dial. 22B. Before we start. Let's see the Gemara here. So yesterday we spoke at the Tipshayim. The fools that stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Now we're starting from 5 lines from the narrow lines. Go up from the wide lines, or you can go down also from the top. You go 10 lines from the top. Still 10 lines from the top. It's easier. Rabbi Huda Aimer Arba'im Shlemos. Rabbi Huda Aimer Arba'im Shlemos. Rabbi Huda Aimer Mishnah, you get 40 lashes. Correct? What else did Rabbi Huda say? Rabbi Huda said, so what's the Aimer? It's like my time with Rabbi Huda. What's the Pshat of Rabbi Huda? What's Gemara's question? What's Rabbi Huda? What's Rabbi Huda? What? What was the Machlokes in the Mishnah? Machlokes in the Mishnah, Chacham said you get 30. No, he said you get 40. So what are you asking anyway? Why you get 40? What? Oh, so wait. You can't ask where do you get 40, because 40 is simple. The puzzle says 40. The shadow, how do you know the 40th one goes between the shoulders? He told me it has to be in multiples of 3, the regular Malkus. Right? So 39 you'll get, right? 3 times 13 is going to be 39. So the 40th one you got between the shoulders. Is that the Mishnah said of Ezra? The 40th one is between the shoulders. Where do you get that from? How do you know that? Oh, it's my time to review Huda. What's reading the review Huda? Says the Chzib, because it's written. Mahamakos ha'ila ben yodecha. They say, what are these makos between your hands, meaning on your shoulders, between your two hands? But Omar, right, you ask a person, what are these wounds between your hands? And he says, Asher Casey based Mavai, that he hit me, the house that loves me. The house that loves me hit me. So what do you see from here? I want to say, why is the person getting Malkus between the shoulders? It must be this 40th Malka that you get, the 40th Malka is going to be between the shoulders. Really, this pasuk is talking about something else entirely. He's making a drush from this pasuk. Really, this pasuk is talking about in the time of, what's this pasuk really referring to? Anybody knows?
What's
this pasuk really referring to? That's the next chapter. But where's this pasuk really referring to?
Base.
That's our drasha. Where does this pasuk come from? Yirmiyah. What's Yirmiyah talking about?
Zechariah.
Zechariah. What's Zechariah talking about up there? Zechariah. If you say Zechariah, I believe you.
You don't have a
case
for more. Robbie, did you bring a
case
for more
today? Yeah, I'm checking out.
You can.
I look
for a French
group. Downstairs. Or the next room. What's downstairs? Okay. You speak English. If you want, we talk English.
The English group.
English.
Yes, it's good.
English also good.
Yes.
I think. I don't know if there is a French group.
Here, no.
Well, I know. looking for a French group. Maybe we're the French group. We don't know.
You had five or six in the women's section when I was studying.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's where they are.
They're also in the basement.
I don't know where they are. They're trying. They're all over.
French
part. I don't know where they are. Okay, I'll try to figure out where they are. Fine. So whatever this Gemara again. Fine. This wasn't really referring to something else. It's really referring to the time of the. God, fine. Anyway, we'll make you a drush from here. Basically, we'll make you a drush. It comes to the Gemara and says, that's how you know you go. So it comes to the Gemara and says, Rabbanan. What is that, Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, what do you do with this pasuk? Hahu b'ti nekha shalmeis Rabbanu duchsev. This pasuk is referring to the children in the study house. The little children that you need to hit them so they stay straight, they stay in line. What is this pasuk referring to that they get hit between the shoulders? That's referring to the children. They shouldn't hit the children on their head or any place where they have like... They get what? Any place where they get like internal bleeding or anything, you don't do it anywhere dangerous. Saying the place where you should hit them is between the shoulders. If you hit them with a strap, nothing's going to happen too bad to them. You just maybe they'll straighten out a little bit. You're not going to hurt them. Like it's not like hitting them over the head. What do you say?
Very good.
What?
This is a bruise. Or this
doesn't work. It doesn't hurt them. Fine, very good. So that's good to chat. Let's see. And fun in the rest. Let's see the next Gemara. And I'm the El Bamakas Haru Uyolis. What our Mishnah say? What was the bottom line of our Mishnah on Amud Aleph? It says you only hit him in Makas which are fit to make in threes. Okay? Fine, that was the first. Then what did we say? Then it got complicated. What do we say in our Mishnah? The bottom line of our Mishnah. Amdu Lakabla Arbaim. Let's say we estimated he could get 40 lashes. The like it mixed up. We said in our Mishnah he gets a little bit of lashes. And they say the doctor standing there saying she'en yachol, this guy can't handle it. En yachol lekabel, he can't get 40. Let's say he got only 20 today. What's halacha? Does he have to come back next time?
No,
but we said originally today the doctor said he could get 40 lashes. Then the doctor's standing there, he's checking, and they're whipping and whipping him with 20 lashes, and the guy's like about to die. Doctor's like, he can't take anymore. So now, do we bring him back tomorrow to get another 20 or next week? Halacha is no. Once we told you you're supposed to get 40, we already started giving you the lashes, then we don't call you back. Why don't we call you back? Because you already got enough of a bazillion. Just the very fact you came in front of the pulpit, invest in, they take your shirt off and they're whipping you, and they're like holding on to this umwood thing, or holding on to the stage, and they're whipping you, you're bent over. That's enough of a bazillion. It's enough of a disgrace. Then you don't have to come back and do over the next 20.
If someone's high of two sets of 40, like they're too low.
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah.
And he gets like say 20 or something, and then he has to stop. Would he have to come back and get like another set of the 40?
Yeah, because the other 40 they don't usually do that.
It's not
the next mission coming up. It's coming up.
Okay.
See that next
mission. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Different number, but the same.
But America.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It seems like there's two assessments. One is, can this guy get 40? The second one is, at what point is he going to be disgraced in front of the base field? And at that point, we stop.
No, because every guy, you always got to do that. That's not really so much. Because you always get disgraced. The minute you sit there, imagine we take you to the thing, you take your shirt off, and they put you in front of all these rabbis and bend you over and hold you up like a pulpit, and they start whipping you.
What point did they make the assessment that he can handle 40?
Before they started anything. They took him to the doctor,
and
he went to the checkup room.
At what point did they make the assessment that, okay, he's had enough, he's been disgraced?
The guy's standing there the whole time, the doctor's standing there. Doctor. Yeah.
But also they're counting.
The doctor's standing there.
So isn't it like two different assessments?
No.
There's no two different assessments. You automatically get embarrassed. You automatically get embarrassed.
So I have a question.
Are they monitoring or assessing?
Yeah, they are.
They're monitoring the situation, but once he's given the number out of the assessment, is what's delivered unless there's an emergency reason to stop.
For example, in the bottom of 22B, if he goes in his pants,
They stop.
Here, because he can't even handle it, because he's in pain.
So the question is, if the guy originally got 40, and the last time he gets to 18, they stop, obviously it doesn't repeat. But does the same thing apply all sides of the mission?
Why is it so obvious? You shouldn't finish them all. You're not going to repeat it. Maybe you should
get... Because the Gemara is saying, the mission is saying that he was embarrassed.
Oh, fine.
The mission is saying that he was embarrassed. That's fine.
Cool.
So what happens if he gets 18, and you give him 18, then also he doesn't come back either. So even if
what does it mean he doesn't come back?
He doesn't come back. He was originally at 40, and he says he's going to get 18, and they give him his 18. He's exempt. He's fatsu. That's for the Mishnah.
Correct.
So does the Mishnah say that if you got 40 and you gave and you started giving him?
That's the first. Both cases are in the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. The bottom line of the Mishnah said it both ways. The bottom line of the Mishnah, Chabed Ben Alf said, "Amdu l'kabel arba'im." You said he's supposed to get 40. But see,
that's before you started whipping him, though.
Correct.
Before you started whipping him. So if you say you're going to get 40, and he's going to get 40, and you're on the 18th, then you can stop.
Why are you stopping?
Because you can't take anymore.
Punch to that. So we're saying that's the case. That's the first thing we said. And he's paused. You don't bring him back again. Why?
I understand.
Because he got embarrassed. What's your question? So say over here. The what?
So he didn't get embarrassed. Like he's like.
There's two different scenarios. One is I'm going to give you 40, and as I'm giving you 40 at the 18th, you can't take anymore, so you're putzer. There's another one that says I'm going to give you 40 before I start. I reassess you to 18, and I reassess you to 18. I give you your 18, and even if you can take more, I'm not giving you more
because you've already been disgraced.
That's the second case. So what's
the second case? They start out. They say he can only do 18.
Right. Yeah. Before he starts.
Right. And then they see, well, you can take more.
Good.
You also asked if the guy's
doesn't get embarrassed.
The guy doesn't get embarrassed. It's interesting because it says mevazen. It's not embarrassed. It's a desire for the human being to go through such a thing, regardless of whether he's embarrassed or not. What does it say, mizbayish? It's not covered of bris to be put in such a situation, regardless of whether he feels it or not.
There.
Except,
yes,
it's a disgrace.
It's hiding.
Well, the first disgrace is when they're in the shirt or back to the
fine. Let's try to continue over here. Fine, let's try to continue.
Let's
try to continue over here.
And the back, right?
Take a shirt off.
Take his clothes off.
Take a shirt off.
In 22B on the bottom, it says women.
Okay, we'll get. Let's try to stick to over here. This tomorrow over here. I'm going to try to keep on going over here. Everybody just. Stay tuned, we'll get to the other Gemara. It's good. Everybody's excited for the next Gemara. We'll get there soon. That's the Hashem. Fine, so again, so what happened in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we said, if the first case in our Mishnah was we said he's going to be at 40, and then he only got a little bit, and then we saw he can't take it. He's part two because he said he got him back. Also, we said in the Mishnah the other way. Right? What do you say in the second line in our Mishnah? On the second line for the top, on Chaf, based on the base. Amdu l'kabel shemana asrei. We said we evaluated when he could get 18. We shall look and once he started getting malchus, amdu shiyachu l'kabel arba'in. They're also going to be potter. Why over there are you potter? We thought you could get 18, and now we see you could get more. So what's the mission say you're potter? Why are you potter?
Pasuk say you can't add more.
What do you mean? What was Pasuk say? Can't add more? You can't add more than 40. But let's say I originally said you could get 18. I said that Lais is going on, even if Lais is going either on evaluation or Lais is going after 40.
Depends if you're talking about Mishnah of the Raisa.
Okay, good, fine, good. We got to it. Fine. Everybody's saying good things.
It states the times, meaning had they started or not. The
right.
So won't mention.
Nachon. Had they started. Very good. Or not. So the Rivan already told us on the Mishnah, which is what the Gemara is going to say now. Let's see the Gemara inside. Adam the Elamat Kam Makas Uris Bechulu, I was saying what that session was, that was from the Mishnah. From our Mishnah, it sounds like, luck up, we start whipping him in. Yes, we say that you are putter for the rest of the malchus. Right? Let's say in the first case, we said you could get 40. We started whipping him, we see you can't handle it. Luck up, if we start handling it, yes, that's what we say, you're putter. Loy luck up, if we did not yet give you malchus, right? We didn't yet start giving you the malchus, and then we want to reevaluate. Loy, you're not putter. That's what it sounds like from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah sounds like only we started giving you Malkus, that's why you're Potter. But if we're only after the evaluation now, and we realize our evaluation is wrong, then we'll give you, let's say in the first case, We say that you're supposed to get, we say you're supposed to get 40. Good? We realize our evaluation is wrong. You can really get 30. Today, you're not possible. He makes you give you 30. Or the other case also, right? We said we thought you could only get 18. Now we see you could get more. If we didn't start giving you Malkus yet, we'll give them to you. Because the whole idea was only because you got embarrassed. We didn't start yet. You're not embarrassed yet. So you're not bothered of anything. What the Gemara asks, for a minute, we have a contradiction from a Bryce. What does the Bryce say? Duhu lekabel arba'im. If we evaluate him, that he could accept 40. V'chazru v'amduhu. And they go back and they evaluate. The Bach says v'amruhu she'ein yachol lekabel arba'im. That he cannot accept 40. Potter. Then you potter.
From all of
them. From everything. So what happened in this case? We evaluated he could get 40. And then we said he can't get 40. Halacha is he potter from everything.
He didn't get anything at all.
Even if he didn't start. The very fact that we messed up your evaluation, we messed you up, you're gonna. But Abdu, l'kabla shwena estray. Let's say we evaluated him, he could get 18. The chadru b'abdu, shiach l'kabla arba'im. And then we went and reevaluated, you could get 40. They're also a potter. So what do we see here? We don't care if we started the Malkus, we didn't start them. Once we messed up your evaluation, you're off. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we only said that you're potter. If we made a messed up evaluation, and we started giving you Malkus. Right? Right? That's what said our Mishnah?
We
made a wrong evaluation. We evaluated you should get, let's say, 18. And we realized we were wrong.
Right.
You could really get 40.
Fine,
you're 40. You're saying so what's that, Lacha? And we didn't start yet. We didn't,
18, he's 18, he's budget for any more.
Good, that's if you started already.
But this Bryce is saying that if you made that mistake and you're whipping him, you can add him as a
problem. Where does Bryce say you're whipping him? This Bryce didn't say you're whipping him. Where does Bryce say you're whipping him? This Bryce telling you if you didn't whip him. This Bryce never said you whipped him.
That agrees with the Mishnah. That parallels the Mishnah.
But the Gemara is asking his theory. The Gemara is asking the Gemara saying it's a question on the Mishnah. The Gemara is saying that this Bryce is a contradiction. We said for a minute that this Bryce is a contradiction to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems to say only if you started whipping him, then you're potter. This Mishnah is saying, even if you did not yet whip him, you're potter. The very fact you made the wrong evaluation makes him potter.
Now there's a footnote that says, according to Rava, that according to the there is an element of disgrace inherent in the very act of assessment. And that's what they're going on.
Oh. So you're explaining to me why... You're explaining to me... Who said the Ritzvah?
Riven.
Riven?
Riven.
Yeah, I didn't see the Ritzvah. Okay, well...
It's a little too small for me.
Can I see this for a second? Can I see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Riven says that? What's going on? 716?
16? Footnotes.
So Riven. Yeah. Okay, we'll see it soon. Fine. I didn't see the Riven. It's good you told me. It's fine. So what are we saying over here? According to our Mishnah, what was the whole issue? According to our Mishnah, the issue was that once we evaluate and we start giving you the lashes, that itself is a disgrace. You're going to be potter from the rest. Right? According to the Braisa, even if we didn't start giving you lashes, the very fact we evaluated once, if we reevaluate, you're potter. Even if we didn't give you any lashes, Abi, you didn't get embarrassed from the whipping yet. So our back was waiting for the Rivan. We'll see soon. That's a shame. That, what do you mean? The very fact you've got evaluated already, that's enough of a disgrace for you. Hope they see the Rivan. But according to the Bryce, it's very simple. According to the Bryce, even if you didn't start getting lashes, if we made the wrong evaluation on you, you're potter. Which means, let's say, we gave you evaluation first, and you're able to take 18. Right? And then we reevaluate and say, you know what? We think you get 40. We didn't give you lashes yet, you're potter. You get nothing. Is that true?
It says, but it seems like an interesting thing. Why he doesn't at least get the 18?
Oh, why? Yeah. So that's what we're going to see in the Rivan. The Rivan said, the very fact that they reevaluated you, we even evaluated that itself was giving you a disgrace. So we don't want to give you another disgrace now of getting your Malkus. Bring that down there.
Wait. So is it the fact that you can't handle more?
No, you could handle more. Like, you could handle 18. Like first thing, you could handle 18. First, we say you can handle 40.
Where's the disgrace in the reassessment?
Just the fact that you're getting sentenced in front of in a public court is probably really
that's the sound. That's the sound like you
probably
didn't know what went into the assessment. It could have been a physical exam.
It was a physical exam.
It's in front of everyone.
I don't know. It doesn't have to be in front of everyone, but it wasn't in front of everyone. But the fact that you're going in front of Bethesda. Because you're getting assessed to get Malkus. It's like you're a criminal.
His question,
you're a criminal.
If you think it's a booster to be flogged, the fact is, even before the flogging, just the sentencing and the assessment is what they consider a booster.
Yeah, that's
assessment. Let alone the flogging.
Imagine.
The flogging.
Yeah, so. Imagine you have to come to Badassi and Khoriz, and we tell you, come for these people, we're calling you down.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah, and it's like taking.
So, how does that dovetail with the Misha, right, where did 18, they didn't lash him, they reevaluated for 40.
Oh, so that's the machloek. It's good. That's Mar's question right now. The Mar's asking that your Bryce is a contradiction to the Mishnah. According to your Bryce, so you're telling me even if you didn't get last year's assessment alone, that whole thing itself is embarrassed. Our Mishnah sounded like the only time you get off the hook is we actually lashed you. That's the embarrassment, and that's what gave you the embarrassment. So basically, we're asking a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Bryce. In the Mishnah told me, in the Mishnah we said that only once we started lashing you, we'll stop now. Because you're right, the lashes is an embarrassment. The Bryce sounds like it's saying something else. The Bryce sounds like it's telling me, no, if we didn't start lashing you yet, the very fact you already got assessed and we're starting to reassess you, that already is enough bizarre. We're not going to give you the malchus. So let's see the.
So what about the. On the top of the read, first read on, he brings an example where he's not put there from.
That's because that's in the Mishnah. You're right. The Rebbe already, he already gave us a. Inside of the Gemara, he's ready to make sure we understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case was specifically when he started. The Mishnah said, "Amdu l'kabar Rabban." We evaluated him to get, we estimated him to get 40. Vilaika, and we started giving him malchus. The Mishnah said very clearly, "Vilaika makes us right." The bottom line of chafed without, then you're potter. And also, we said in the next case also, "Amdu l'kabar Shmona Aser umi shalaka." So in the Mishnah, we made it for sure to tell you very clearly that you got malchus. We started giving you the malchus. So Rebbe says, if you didn't get the malchus, you're not potter. Because the only reason why you off took this is because the malchus was a bazaar, the lashing was a bazaar to you, a disgrace. If you didn't start getting disgraced, you're potter. That's the whole problem. Brisa sounds like, even if you didn't get lashed, you're already off the hook. So you're asking me the Gemara's question. That the Rebbe told me in the Mishnah, if you don't get malchus, you're not potter. You told me that you are potter. Very good. Let's see the Rebbe, very mini. The last wide line of Chafesim and Beis Bet on the top, the fourth wide line. Reminu Amdu Kawal Arba'im. So Chazru Va'amdu Va'amru Eina Yachal She'ed Yachal Paitin, and then you're Paitin. Comes Rebbe and tells me, what's the Bryce telling me? Afal Yav, even though the Loi Laka, even though you did not yet start getting Malkus, you already are Paitin. And what we see. The fourth wide line. Again, Av al Gab, we're going to stop the Rebbe. Av al Gab, even though the Loi Laka, you did not get Malkus according to in the Brisa, Av al Laka, then still we say you're Potter. Amma, we see. The Loi Shani, we didn't make a difference between Laka, between if you already started getting Malkus. But Loi Laka, if you didn't get Malkus. And now the Rebbe explained the Brisa. The Brisa is not differentiating between if you did get Malkus or didn't get Malkus, and you're always Potter. Once we evaluated you, even if you're wrong, we reevaluate, you're Potter. Oh. I say, whether you got Malkus, even if you didn't get any Malkus, you're Potter.
The Brisa was just in his
pocket. Good.
That was the Brisa, just right
in. Yes, the Rebbe explained the Brisa. Good. The Hater of the Hachanami, and this also is Beicha Amduhu La'ar Ba'in, whether they evaluated him for 40. Whether they evaluated him Shmaya Esrei for 18, Loi Avdina Loi Ella Amid Risha. We only do to him the first evaluation. The Kasha made me Risha, made me Seifa. So question of the Risha and the same. So after you see the Rebbe, he's not saying you'll get nothing. If we evaluated for 18, right? Then we reevaluated for 40. What do you get? Sound like from the Rebbe, you would get 18. What did Rivan say? Rivan said, "Loi avdin alei ela amid risha." We always go with the first evaluation. That's where the Rivan's learning. So, v'kasha bein mereisha bein mesefa is a question from the reisha and the sefa because they're both contradicting our Mishnah. Right? Why is it a question in both cases in our Mishnah? What our Mishnah say? What our Mishnah? What's the problem with our Mishnah? What our Mishnah say? What our Mishnah said? What our Mishnah say? What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if the second evaluation was for leniencies, then it will be lenient. Fine, basically that's the question. Let's see the Gemara's answer. What is the Gemara's answer? What's the difference between the way you create Sheva? Amar Reb Sheshes, Loi Kasha. Let's go back into the Gemara. Loi Kasha. Not a question. Hada Abduhu La Arba'in. Sorry, Hada Abduhu L'Yayimin. Hada Abduhu L'Machor U'L'Yayimah Achara. This case is where they evaluated him today. This case is where they evaluated him for the next day or the day after. So if they evaluated somebody today, they evaluated somebody today, and then on the same day they reevaluated, what does that mean? That just means the first evaluation was wrong. That's what it means. And on the same day they evaluate somebody, they make a reevaluation, that means the first evaluation was wrong. That's where we're going with the second evaluation. But if let's reevaluate today, because we have the doctor from Beston is here today. He has hours today. And you need to get Malchus tomorrow or the next day. The doctor has hours today. You got to come today. Right? So you came today. And then in 2 days from now, you make a new evaluation. So it's not that our first evaluation was nothing. It's just that the situation could have changed. It's like this. If we estimated today, right? That you could get, let's say, 18 Malchus. And then a few hours later, we say, no, you could get 40. It's very not logical that your body changed so much. So probably your first evaluation was wrong. So we'll go with the second evaluation because the first one was assuming the first one was wrong. The first one was an evaluation. But if you had an evaluation today, then 2 days later, they come to evaluate and it changed. So then the first one was valid, but the situation changed. That's what it means. Right? So if it's a two evaluations the same day, it's not logical you change so much in one day.
So but throughout the first evaluation.
So then we'll throw out the first. Yeah, it was nothing. We say the first evaluation was nothing. But if we evaluate one day, and then 2 days later we evaluate, so we're not saying the first evaluation was nothing. It was something, just your body changed. So that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. We want to say our Mishnah is when we evaluate it today. Correct? So if we evaluate it today, right? Then a few hours later we evaluate you again before giving you Malchus. Right? So there, we'll go with the new evaluation. Right? Unless we evaluated it wrong. We already started giving you a Malchus, then we'll tell you already got embarrassed, we don't have to give you a new evaluation. Right? But in our Mishnah, even though we evaluated this morning, a few hours later you're getting Malchus, if we see we were wrong, if we see things change, so you're not putter, if we said this morning 18, let's say, right? And now we see you can handle 40, we're not going to let you off the hook. We'll say, must be our original evaluation a few hours ago was wrong.
Nothing said, it's done until it happens.
Because it was today, right? It's not a start that you've changed so much. So with here, unless we start giving you Malchus, then you're not going to be putter, right? Right? Again, if we told you, you get 18 Malchus, you chayv 18 Malchus, 9 o'clock in the morning, good? You come back 2 p.m., we're getting ready to give you Malchus, we see you're 18, you're still strong, you're going strong. So we say, you know, it must be our evaluation was wrong. So if we start giving you Malchus, then you're already in back. If we didn't start giving you Malchus yet, then you'll be off the hook. Sorry, if we didn't start giving you Malchus yet, then what?
You can always be reevaluated.
You'll be reevaluated. So we're just saying that the first evaluation was wrong, right? The whole thing, we're not calling it reevaluated. Right. We're saying you're being reevaluated, we're not calling it. But in the Bryce's case was different. The Bryce's case was we evaluated a few days ago. So today, to make evaluation.
It could be he got weaker.
It could be he got weaker. So that means we'll always go with the original evaluation. We're going to keep the original evaluation. The original evaluation told us that you could only get 18, right? Okay. And today we think you can get 40. It's too bad. We said we can't change the evaluation. Because you had a good evaluation a few days ago. Your body changed. Okay, too bad. You got stronger. It's too bad. Your evaluation is going to be for 18. So again, what's the difference
between... So again, you're going to get for 18. How does it come get 18. You can get none?
We're not going to give you none.
There was an opinion that said if you start out 18... And then it was changed to 40, you'll get zero.
No, when he said putter, it doesn't mean putter from everything.
Oh, okay, so that
putter from getting the 40.
Putter from 40.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Now this is just now, percent, say, right?
Because if you look at the Rivan says it right in the Rivan.
But you don't get none if you wets himself.
Yeah, that's the next question. But yeah. If you look at the Rivan, go to the narrow lines. If you go to the narrow lines of the Rivan, Vahachanami, right? You see where it says Vahachanami? Right when the first narrow line, Vahainon, Vahachanami. Right? It says Vahachanami. You see the Vahainon? Beisha Abdullah Arbaim. Whether we value it for 40. Beisha Abdullah Shmana Esrei. Whether we value for 18. But Avdinan Le Ela Oimed Rishon. We only value the original thing, which he's in the Brisa now. Should mean 18 and the 40, we'll get the original 18. Right, which is we heard today.
But that's only per set.
What does that mean?
If he gets two malchus, then weigh like two penalties, two sets. The 18 is only for a first set, and he's reevaluated for a second set.
Yeah, he's high two sets. You're right. But we're just focusing on one set now. You're right. Technically speaking, if you add then what's it called? Fine. We'll stop. We have Ezra. Hopefully, we can see the revival tomorrow. Shem shall help us. But that's the basic gist of the Gemara. The difference is: are we reevaluating or just redoing the first evaluation? That's the question. The Mishnah is here. We're redoing your first evaluation, so we don't care at the first evaluation. We're redoing it now because that's on the same day. The price is we're reevaluating it. The first one was good. We'll reevaluation. We don't go by reevaluations.
Yeah,
so that's why the price will always go by the first one. In the Mishnah, why should we go by the second one? Cause it's just because the second one, it's a second evaluation showing us our first one was wrong. So this is just this is really your first evaluation. In the Brisa, when it's a case where we had a good evaluation, so we don't go by the second one because we don't do reevaluations. The second one is not. We'll go with the, always go with the first one, whatever it was. 18 or 40, we'll go with the first one. Hopefully tomorrow we'll see the Rivan inside. If we can, maybe. Well, we should go for the next Mishnah. What is it? See what we want to do. We want to keep on moving to the next Mishnah. Is that a yes? What should we do? Yes. Fine. Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. Next Mishnah.